The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The initial introduction or the rollout of the new BRICS currency or currencies is planned for August 2023, probably within the next 45 days. And this may be the American people aren't paying attention to it. They're not. Most of the world is not aware of what is happening globally. Two global orders now exist. Up until about the last 10 years, in the last decade, there was just the order, the rule, the rules-based order. Rules that are American for America's benefit, for the benefit of empire. Rules-based order. But now, as of a year and 4 months ago, there are two global powers in the world. Two world orders. So in the other world order, in the multipolar world order. In August, there's going to be a new currency that will compete with and will eventually destroy the petrodollar. It has already destroyed it. It has put a strain on the economies of the world that trade only with petrodollars. The people of the world aren't aware of this. The American people aren't aware of this. The reason that you see inflation like we've never seen in this country is because there is a shift now in global order. America no longer is the nation to be the country that is the leader in diplomacy. No, it's China and Russia now. There is this Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which we don't pay attention to, but I'm going to present it because it is vital that we understand what this is. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, there was a summit held on the 4th of July. While the occult world in America had its high ritual sacrifice day, July 4th, the day preceding the day following July 4th was a high satanic sacrifice period in the occult world. While they were sacrificing in the United States of America, in Shanghai, they had a virtual summit. It was hosted by India. The focus, geopolitical tectonic shifts, global threats, new opportunities for Eurasian powers. I'm quoting from an article, SputnikGlobe.com. The SCO sets course for de-dollarization, security, and sustainable growth. The world is moving toward multilateralism. We find that the UN, which is the largest grouping of countries, is becoming ineffective and highly politicized by the West. According to Indian military veteran, retired Major General Shashi Bhushan Astana, This was his conversation with Sputnik. He continues, therefore, all over the world, the other groupings are coming up and taking a major load off the UN. Now remember, the UN is an American creature. It was created by the rulers of America, the rulers of Europe. It's a creature created by empire, for empire. And he continues, in that context, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization has become an important forum with 40% of the global population, 20% of the world's GDP. SCO's expansion, Iran just joined the club. There's more to come on July 4th. The SCO held its 23rd summit with the participation of the entity's eight permanent members, heads and observer countries, and the UN Secretary General. The last time the SCO expanded was in 2017 when India and Pakistan joined the Eurasian Club. The Islamic Republic signed a memorandum of commitment to obtain the status of SCO member at the September 2022 meeting in Samarkand, Iran. In addition, multiple countries, including Turkey, Afghanistan, Mongolia, have expressed interest in joining the bloc. Presently, Turkey participates in the bloc summits as a dialogue partner along with 11 counterparts, namely Kuwait, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Maldives, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Nepal. The whole world is asleep, but we are watching. The Present Truth Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Troubles, I've got mine. found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Yes, I see that worried look upon the faces of the rulers of the world. A worried look upon their face. They've got their troubles. I've got mine. The reason they're worried is because of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the BRICS groupings of nations that have destroyed America's stranglehold on the world. There are two global orders. There was one, but now there's two. There was one at the end of World War I, at the end of World War II. It began earlier than that in World War I, but really America didn't become the hegemon of the world until after World War II. And from that time, for the next 70 years, we are pretty much the colonial power, the imperialist nation that ruled the world. And don't misunderstand, I am an American. I love this country. I was born here. This is not America that I grew up in. This is a disaster. This is something completely different. What America is now is not what it was. What we have now is criminals that run every aspect, segment of government. You can't prosecute them. Here they're going to impeach the president. Don't even think they're going to impeach the guy. Don't think that his son is going to be prosecuted, spend 1 hour in jail. You can't touch these people. They're protected by the laws of the land, laws that we are not protected by. They're protected by a different set of rules. There's a worried look upon their face. There's a new global order. The new global order is now actually more powerful than the global order that has ruled the world for the last 70 years. The new global order has emerged, and we in America don't realize it. The SCO expansion is an important development that has a number of causes. As per Major General Astana, it offers benefits to nations who want to join the grouping. First, it provides access to various Central Asian countries that are rich in natural resources. Similarly, when we talk of China, it is an economic powerhouse where major business conglomerates have their factories. I'm going to interject this. Between the first point and the second point, I'm going to say this. We sent troops into Peru, I think within the last 6 weeks. Why? Because we need the minerals in Peru. We just installed America, the globalists' empire, via CIA, installed the president of our choice in Peru to continue to keep that nation hostage and the minerals of that nation hostage, rare earth minerals. So here in Central Asia, they have natural resources. Okay, now going to point two. Countries seek SCO membership to establish closer ties with the organization's players and contribute to its major agenda. Third, what is the major agenda? The major agenda is the continued disruption of America's world hegemony. That's what they're talking about. The major agenda of these nations, they have a common enemy. The man that had been in the White House for the last 7 years, for the last seven administrations, and the administration to come, especially. When Donald Trump is completely out of politics, you will have the final administration of America. I'm just presenting to you the future. You don't have to believe me, and I don't have the time to explain why I believe that. I only have minutes. I've talked about a gentleman by the name of Maxwell Jordan. Maxwell Jordan, I enjoy intelligent people. I enjoy listening to what they have to say. Thomas Sowell and these type of individuals, even if they're on the other side. He said that when he was a child, the family would get together, and that at some point, his dad and his uncles, they'd say, "Okay, you kids go out and play. Take the football, basketball, baseball, go out and play, catch, whatever. Go on out." And Maxwell said, "I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go out and play football, basketball, or baseball. I wanted to stay with Dad and the uncles, and I wanted to hear what they had to talk about. I wanted to know. They're talking about something important, family business. They're talking about what's happening in the world, the political views. I didn't want to go play with the cousins outside. I wanted to hear what my dad and my uncles were talking about." This is the attitude the American people should have. Forget about baseball, football, basketball, rugby, whatever it may be. You better listen to what is going on in the media. Even in the CIA-owned media. Because everything they say is telling you the truth. Though they're presenting the lie by projection, if they say things are red, well, you know things aren't red. If they say it's black and white, you know it's opaque. Americans, the income, your finances, your money, your wealth, the reason it's going to be taken from you is because the dollar is being destroyed by the nations that I'm talking about. I'm reading to you out of this article that I'm reading out of. This is why America's, the rich men of the world, the rulers of the world, do you think they're using dollars? Do you think they're hoarding dollars? Are you crazy? They know the dollar is valueless. It'll have some value as long as they can keep printing. No. They're getting, and the very wealthy, they can see what's happening. They're getting out of the country. Okay, going on. So, these nations are going to contribute to its major agenda. Breaking, cutting the rope off the necks of the nations that are being strangled by empire, an occult empire. Thirdly, the Western domination, there is a feeling that there should be an alternative organization where you can do trade. There you go, right there. An alternative organization. It's called the BRICS Trading Network, where you can do trade, according to this Indian military veteran. He said, de-dollarization and the shift to national currencies. The New Delhi Declaration of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization placed special emphasis on the need to boost economic cooperation and remove barriers in international trade amid the West's sanctions spree. This is what they're talking about in their meetings over there. It's a virtual meeting, but they're telling the truth. And the nations cannot believe that these nations in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization are actually speaking this way. Do you know what happens when you speak and you talk and you present what they're presenting, and the whole time they're looking at the collective West? Do you think that the military leaders, the rulers of America, are going to sit by passively? Do you think that they're going to just say, well, there's nothing we can do? Boy, this could not have happened 5 years ago, 3 years ago, but it can only happen after China and Russia partnered up to, it was a tour de force to show the world that these two countries do have the power economically, militarily, diplomatically, in technology to stand against empire. We're watching a new global order develop, come into existence, and the world, 99% of the world, doesn't have a clue. The American people in World War I, before World War I, were bamboozled, believing that the military leaders of this land were going to do everything possible to keep us out of war. Bamboozled. The same thing happened in World War II. But this time, American people were not as bamboozled. But the world, the American people, are totally bamboozled now. There's a coup taking place in this country. The powers that be are not going to give up their power. They're not going to give up these dynasties, these corporations, these agencies in the U.S. government, and the people that are actually sitting at the desk. No, no. They're going to make sure that their children don't go hungry. We're bamboozled. Continue with the article. As per the declaration, member states spoke in favor of implementing the roadmap for gradual increase in the share of national currencies in mutual settlements by the interested member states. Russian Vladimir Putin has pointed out that over 80% of a commercial transactions between Russia and the People's Republic of China are now carried out in rubles and yuan. They're not trading in dollars. Dollars are bring them by the barrel, by the wheelbarrow full. We don't want them. Fly them in on the 747s. We still don't want them. Present truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
So, according to Mr. Athena, he goes on to say that the share of Russian currency is in export transactions with all the SCO countries in 2022 exceeded 40%. For his part, Xi Jinping noted the People's Republic is ready to provide partners with access to its market and share experience. Now, I'm going to interject this. The world, if everyone could understand, we had one global order. And now, the world has given birth to a second global order. And the second global order is going to carry the world into the future. The old global order is going to die, but it's going to, in the death throes, it is going to try to destroy everything as it dies. It's going to destroy it, try to destroy everything with it. It won't, But there are two global orders. Going back to Bible history, there was an empire, Egypt. And we know of its demise by reading the book of Exodus. Then in the book of Daniel, there was Babylon the Great. It became the ruling world power of the time of Daniel, God's prophet. But during that time of Daniel working for Nebuchadnezzar, there was a global shift. The global shift was the destruction of Babylon the Great of that time, or Babylon of that time, and the rise of Greece. And eventually, there was the demise of Greece and the rise of Rome. There's always in the world, something is always being birthed, something is always dying. America, about 300 years old, came into her real, you might say, period of glory and maturity, but to some degree, roughly at the 1860s, 1840s, and became empire by the late 45. But now, and became a global order. But now, the global order and the ruling power that America had is in decline. And one of the reasons is because she's being destroyed from within due to morals and due to what the Bible calls a very simple concept. The sins of the nation. The sins of the nation that destroys the morals, the moral fabric, and destroys society. And society becomes nothing less than an empire of madness, of what is not considered to be healthy intellectually, morally, or mentally. You see the breakdown in the culture. This culture cannot recover ever. Not politically, morally. The Christians in this country are not going to turn this country around. Even if they were to have the greatest revival ever in the history of mankind, you cannot save this country. The morally speaking, the mind, the demonic in this nation is too great. You could not change Nazi Germany by 1945. You couldn't change it. You had to basically destroy the religion of Nazism, or attempt to, and occupy Germany, and put boundaries, restrictions. But that's Germany. It's a small nation. The American people are not going to want to be restrained from their evil. This nation, this global order has ended, and is going to try to destroy the world as it continues in its death throes. America's in death throes right now, and the American people can't see it. There's a term, blind patriotism. People will be patriotic to the death no matter how evil the nation becomes. That's madness. That's insanity. The patriots of this country want to believe that we can change things, but when they look at things, they realize that, no, we have to accept the fact that it'd be like these people that are in these, like in Katrina. They didn't want to believe Katrina was going to be that strong of a hurricane. But when it hit, it changed that whole region in Louisiana. And the people woke up the day after and they realized there's no rebuilding. There's no rebuilding. You can't salvage what has been destroyed. So what do they have to do? They have to transition psychologically into thinking, okay, I can't go back into my home. I can't rebuild. I'm going to be rebuilding again in a floodplain. And they had to make a decision. Stay or leave. Many left. That's what you have to do. This country, I don't want to tell you the lie. So I'm not. I'm explaining that blind patriotism, you can love your country. But when your country is taken over by criminals, by gangsters, you're in trouble. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
So I'm going to continue with the article. So, Putin, he underscored that the collective West kicked off nothing short of a hybrid war against Russia, starting with the 8-year-long militarization of Ukraine and fanning an openly Russophobic agenda, ending with the sweeping restrictions aimed at destroying Russia's economy. Chairman Xi also lashed out at protectionism, unilateral sanctions, the internationalization of the concept of national security, as well as attempts to erect artificial barriers, disrupt communications and supply chains. This is absolutely correct. The declaration specifically reaffirmed that the SCO support for China's Belt and Road Initiative So these nations are in support of this Belt and Roads. Belt and Roads going from east to west. Then Russia is also building a road from Russia down to Iraq down to India. So there's also a corridor coming from the north to the south into India. This is something that is a threat to the American government and the globalist West. This is a threat. Because if you can tie these nations together so that they can trade, they don't have to use ships, then this just opens up an area of land, Eurasia, that just becomes much more unified, and it polarizes itself to any nation or group of nations that want to come in and interfere with their freedom. They don't want outside interference. Okay, with this initiative, Kazakhstan, the Kyrgyz Republic, Pakistan, Russia, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, they all highlighted their joint work aimed at implementing the project, as well as efforts to link the construction of the Eurasian Economic Union. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko pushed the idea of global development. Now, what this means, global development, see, it's the United States that has been the nation that has pushed the global development using the European nations, but in a way like the Trilateral Commission, you keep the economic power structure under control. You control it. You control economies. Well, what he's saying here is that you, these nations, they begin to use the maybe same techniques other than war and coup, but they begin to globalize and they begin to be the leaders of a globalization development working with the other nations. This is exactly what the BRICS or the multipolar world nations are doing. He noted that Minsk has long been advocating the creation of a large Eurasian partnership with countries with which Belarus has developed close relations, and the integration of the EAEU, SCO, and the BRICS formats in a broad context. Lukashenko particularly stressed the current geopolitical shifts are forcing the SCO to focus not only on the economy, but also on regional security. Now, this thought of regional security, okay, from who? From American Navy, using Australia, New Zealand not so much, but the British. Regional security. In other words, we have a big military, very sophisticated, high-tech military base on Diego Garcia. I think it's Diego Garcia. We have a great complex in Iraq, there in Baghdad. We have another great complex in northern Syria. We have installations, these bases, it's not just watching what happens around the vicinity or in the vicinity, but we watch everything, and they coordinate via the eyes in the sky, and I mean in orbit. We see everything. It's a panoptic age. It's a panoptic We are we see more than any nation in the world. More than we can put China, Russia, India together. But America, with all of its satellites in outer space, there isn't a square inch of ground. We can watch a worm crawl across an area if we want. Everything. Your cell phone can watch what you're doing, where you are, track you. But this is not going to be disclosed the other ways. They can read your mind from outer space. Your mind puts out a wave, not digital, but just a brain wave, and they can read it from outer space. I did the program a year ago on that. I hope I should go back and look at it, maybe consider redoing it. There is a second global order, more powerful than the old global order of empire. The new global order is going to get stronger. The new global order is going to issue its currency in about 30 to 45 days. And boy, if you don't think the dollar is going to have a run for its money. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth site.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
I'll just finish the few more paragraphs here. Security and terror threats, according to the New Delhi Declaration, threats and challenges are becoming more and more complex, destructive and dangerous. Moreover, existing conflicts are aggravating the new conflicts as emerging or are emerging. The entity highlighted. The declaration pointed out the SCO member states will seek to develop common principles and approaches to form a unified list of terrorist, separatist, and extremist organizations whose activities are prohibited on the territories of the SCO member states. This wouldn't be just the USA. It would be other nations that might want to continue to disrupt the process. Religious organizations. There's the organization stated it categorically opposes militarization of information and communication technologies, says it will continue cooperation within the framework of specialized negotiating mechanisms. Threat of nuclear, bio, and chemical arms that participants of the summit also placed on emphasis for arms. The participants also placed emphasis on nuclear non-proliferation issues. Sorry, I've got just a minute or two to go here. And I want to get to bioweapons, chemical weapons. Bioweapons, chemical, and nuclear threat came following the exposure of the Pentagon-funded secretive biolaboratories in the territory of Eurasia, Ukraine, as well as the reported instances of the Ukrainian military and nationalist battalions using chemical arms and planning nuclear provocations amid Russia's military operation. Now there's talk that they might be trying to have another Chernobyl with that nuclear facility there in Ukraine, power plant. So basically, there's a new global order. There's two global orders presently. One will go into the landfill of history. The unipolar world order will go into the landfill of history. It's about a decade out, a little less maybe. But in its place, there's an alternative network. Because once this kingdom, this nation, decides on all-out aggression, war, attack on the nations of the world, there must be a backup, a safety net system. That safety net system is the multipolar world countries. The European nations, for the most part, presently are going to be forced to go along with the agendas of our country. They don't have a choice. They need our energy. They need our finances. They need, protection. In many ways, they need our technology. So they're going to fudge. They're going to, on one hand, they do want to be part of the multipolar world network. On the other hand, they need America. They do need America. And it's just a matter of how long can they make it without us? And can they make it without us? Absolutely. That's it for today. We'll visit again tomorrow. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth site. Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit again tomorrow. And maybe I can scare the daylights out of you. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.